Welcome everyone to Central Study of Truth. My name is Stephen Mager. Today we'll continue in the introduction to the tarot. But before that, I want to remind about our website, stephenmager.com. You can visit our website and all the material that we put in public and we publish in the channel exists in the website in the archive. All the videos in English and Hebrew, what I do. And you can go and check out my work. And also, if you want to donate to our channel to support us to make the great work and to impact more hearts and minds of the people that can be informed more about their decisions and to be aware of human condition and causal factor of the human condition we are in today. And we discuss about a lot of topics about the occult sciences, natural law, the human condition, what really is going on, and about the true, about the real truth, and how arrive to the knowledge, a proper knowledge and wisdom. And we in this channel impact the other people to inspire them, to encourage them to do the great work and to do the same things and to be me. I consider myself as a student and teacher of natural law and occult, and I encourage others to do the same. And we start a series that called Introduction to the Tarot. Today we'll speak about the High Priestess. A very interesting card to speak about. Okay, this card number 2 in the deck. Okay, number 2 also representing dualities, masculine and feminine, reflections, many stuff. This also associated with the letter Gimel, Hebrew letter Gimel. We also will speak about this in this presentation. The High Priestess also representing wisdom. What is mean wisdom? Wisdom is an action that based on understanding and knowledge. You have knowledge and you have the understanding of the knowledge, and you make something with this knowledge. You take it, this knowledge, and you do something with this. You apply this to your world. You apply this to your life. This is the one of the things that the High Priestess is represents. Okay, I just want to say that. This also represents the balance of the masculine and the feminine energies, as you see in the picture of the High Priestess. Sorry about that. You see here Boaz and Jachin, and she sit in the middle of the pillars behind the Tree of Life, and she veils something, okay? We'll discuss about this also in this presentation. That is also representing the balance of the dualities, the balance of the masculine and feminine, and the alchemical wedding of that energies, and to apply this in the behaviors, okay? And this also you see she hides something. It's about hidden knowledge and mystery. What does that mean? Is kind of the soul of the light, that the light is so strong that you, it's like you see directly to the sun and you just put your eyes like this, you cannot see because the sun is too much strong to you. It's kind of the same thing if you look on the true and you're not in, your perception is not true. You live in illusion, but you see the truth and you do like this. You cannot see because it's hidden from you. So your the light is cannot provide you knowledge if you not accept the truth, and if you live in illusions. You need to perceive, your mind need to perceive in the same line as a true, as objective true. Okay? This as I see these things, this as I understand that. This is kind of the light that consists the true spirit. The light is so brilliant that none may look upon it who not became of the same nature as it is. And true is that the same, like we see in our perception. So, let's start our presentation. The wisdom of the High Priestess is in regulation. Her fluctuating rates of vibration establish the direction, sets the pattern. She sets the pattern of vibration from the higher mind. Everything starts from your mind, and you put it as a behavior from the first matter, the prima materia, the philosophic mercury that representing the magician. The magician we'll discuss about next video. Anyways, the magician is mercury. This is mercurian energy. This is the higher mind. The ideas arrive from the mind. So after the ideas arrived in the mind, the pictures in your imagination and your how your brain functioning, and then your behavior input going on. So the High Priestess is established the direction of the behavior, is established the direction of the matter. After the first matter, that is your thought. This is your mind. So as it descends toward a condition of greater density, it is for the reason that the moon is attributed to this path. The vibratory pattern, the waxing and waning, and all these other attributes are here found at the most pure source. The moon represents fluctuations, dualities, tides, and the moon is control the tides of the waters of consciousness. It's kind of your behaviors, what you input outside in the real world, this kind of waves of the sea. This is the waves of the tides of the sea. Okay, this is of your consciousness, of our field of consciousness that we impact, we create our reality through our behaviors. Okay. And here, important to understand that if our behaviors is not enlightened with the truth and morality, that we bring more suffering and consequences of enslavement, what that we see today, or our behavior as an aggregate or as an individual will be moral and good, then our consequences will be positive, and freedom will create a freedom in our world, in our reality. But in current situation, we're not here. I just explained how the High Priestess is kind of established the direction of the pattern of the vibrations. That even our world is vibration. Our world is a pattern. Because have frequencies, everything is frequencies of vibration and sounds, you know, all the universe is created by sound frequencies and vibrations. Okay, so the High Priestess is control the tides of the water of consciousness, that she established this in the real world. We create something in the real world, in the physical world, from the mind. That the higher mind is represented by the magician. The High Priestess is the guardian of the hidden secrets. She keeps the divine knowledge secretly tucked away from the right time to reveal. Positively associated with intuitiveness, understanding, wisdom, mystery, psychic ability, and the divine feminine, negative associated with lack of motherliness, emotional insecurity, sacredness and hidden obstacles. Again, about the hidden, why she hide, why is hidden? Because, again, I explain. This allegory, okay? The allegory tell us that the light of the true can be so, so strong that we need to be the nature of that. Our perception, our understanding need to be true understanding. And get out from the illusion we live in. Understand the lies we live before. And just accept that. Accept the truth. Till you not accept the truth and you discover the truth, you cannot see you cannot see. You just do like this. You will be blind. Because of that, she hidden. She hide the light. She hide behind her something. She have a veil behind her. And as you see here, also she have a tree of life behind her. And she have palms and pomegranates. That palms is represent the male energy. This is the triumph of Christ. The Christ is inside. The Christ is our heart-based intelligence. The divine masculine, okay? And we have pomegranates, that is the feminine aspect. This is the ancient mysteries. And representing the feminine side and the masculine side, that she sit in the middle. And also she have a cross that representing all the four elements meet together in balanced way. And she have white and blue that represent also the waters. That we'll speak about this later on, a little. Also about the path of the letter Gimel, because letter Gimel, what does mean Gimel in Hebrew? Gimel means Gamal. Gamal is a camel. Okay, the camel. What this is a beast. That live in the desert, that the desert is represent the abyss. Okay, the abyss. You need to cross the abyss, and this long, long way that not finished. That is like the line in the tree of life. The path of Gimel is from the Keter to Tiferet. That is the most long line in the tree of life. That you go down from the top to down. Okay, you need to understand that you have higher mind and you have lower mind. That you need to know how to go down also. Your energy need to go up, down, and the opposite way. And also, we'll speak about this now, in the next slide. Yeah, where you go. The path of high priestess is the travel, the frightening desert of the abyss. But there is the implication that we may be born across the desert by the forces of the path itself. For Gimel means camel. It is the beast which may carry us on the path, which is once the longest and the most important of the tree of life. The path is the first to come from the supernal triangle potential to the ethical triangle, the actual. What does that mean? Is the potential meet the actual. Your potential that exists in the mind is not exist still in the material world, okay, in the physical world, is just exist as an idea in your mind. This is the potential you have. And the other triangle is the actual. This is the action. This is the behavior you express in the physical world to create the idea you have in the mind. Moreover, is the very position of the tree between God the Father in the Keter and God the Son in the Tiferet. Shows the confer the very highest initiation. It's very nice allegory to see. Also, you see the card of thought. You see down you have the camel, And you see, the camel is, what is camel? Is carry the water, the water of care. Okay? You carry long way to fulfill your thirst. You get thirsty to do something. You get thirsty to achieve real what you want to achieve. I mean, not just for yourself, for human freedom, for love, for truth, okay? Also caring, the word caring is a care. You caring something, you caring the water in the desert of the abyss, because cross the abyss is the long way, is a dark way, understanding and give up your ego sometimes and just listen to accept the true and make the action, moral action, under understanding and knowledge. Okay. The high priestess must be studied in terms of the magician, in that she carries out what he initiates. Also, you have this also thing to understand here, that the high priestess is a studied term from the magician, that she carries out what he initiates. She carries, as a camel, she carries the water of care, the water of the magician, what he in his mind create, okay? Because the magician is represent the higher mind and Mercury. So if we see as an example, the magician is the mind, that he create the idea in the head, in the brain, I mean in the mind, is not exist in the physical world. It just exists in the mental realm. It's not of density yet. So the high priestess take from him and she carries out what he initiates. And this interaction can be discussed in a number of terms. She can be called the root matter and he the first matter, prima materia, as we say. As also in the alchemical terms. And she's the root matter. She's the start the matter. In the material world, to do the real action in the real world. Or she can be considered the result of his self-consciousness. However, it may be symbolized, the magician symbolizes a condition prior to unconscious thought. This condition acts upon the high priestess in such a way that the Gimel path becomes the mind, capable of carrying the thought forms of which the universe will eventually be composed. She is the source of vibratory patterns of the universe, which underlay everything. Well said. Anyways, another thing about the High Priestess, I want to say that she also the same female like the Empress, but she's younger. Okay, and she's a virgin. Why we see a lot of religions and traditions that speak about virginity? Why virgin? The idea of virgin is the idea behind the idea of the form. What does that mean? Doesn't matter how much you amplify this concept, okay? And how much you make the forms develop from this form, develop from this, but the virgin substance never change, okay? I mean, it's kind of things that it doesn't matter how much things you amplify in the matter, how much forms you develop in the physical world, okay? Everything came from the mind, everything came from the source. From the dark side, from the unseen, from the things we not see, but we only imagine that in our mind, or is it arrived from other person mind? Okay, but this manifest from some place we not see, and this kind of the dimension of the mind, and it's not in the physical dimension that we see in our world, we perceive in our world as a reflection. Anyways, the virgin substance is never changed. The virgin is the mind, is the from where came the idea. The idea came from the mind, the place we not see. This kind of thing that explain us, this is the virginity. She still really became virgin. The virginity, the virgin is also represent compassion. Compassion and birth. She give birth to Jesus, example, through virginity. She was a virgin, but she still give a birth from the mind, the father, the mind. And she give birth to child, the Jesus that make the action, the masculine force. And she is the feminine force, and she is the virgin, because the mind, it cannot penetrate her, it is arrived from the mind. And she get birth from this. This is this kind of nice allegory to see, very, very beautiful allegory. And I can kind of discover many stuff during I do this show and during I do this series about the tarot. I discover many, many stuff about deeper understanding about this tradition. It's very interesting to know, understand. What we rip out this kind of things. Anyways, I want to finish this video that I just want to say this, the lessons from the High Priestess is we need to do something with our knowledge. You can be very, very smart person. You can aggregate a lot of knowledge inside you. As me do before, and as many, many people here also. But you need to do something with this. You need to make something. You have idea, you need to create something in the physical world. Okay, example, I make this video. This video starts from the mind. My work starts from the mind, and I start to channel this knowledge through me, through my actions, through my words, and I just create that and give to others. And others listen and take it from me. And we create like this. We create the actions, the behaviors. But our behaviors need to be enlightenment with the truth and morality. Our behaviors, we need to choose to make the behavior moral. Because if we do wrong, wrong decision, wrong behavior, or we do a right behavior, this is a difference what we will create in our world, what physical matter will be from that. Because if it's immoral behaviors, we'll create only suffering and slavery in the world. But if it's good and moral behaviors, we'll create a freedom, because freedom is morality. And the High Priestess is explaining that your actions need to be included the care, the water, the camel is carrying. Your actions need to be carrying the water also. You need to understand that you need to care about the condition of humanity, and you need to care about freedom, because life without freedom, what point to live if you're not free? So you need to do something for their freedom and not just do nothing, like all the people do, 99%. So the High Priestess is the action, is the masculine feminine, the alchemical wedding. I just say I prefer in this, especially in this card, I prefer the masculine figure here, but white choose the feminine, but it's also okay, it's nice allegory, it's very beautiful. Very, very good to understand in deeper ways. And I think we finish. Thank you everyone to listen to me. I just want to remind our website is stephenmager.com. You can check out our website and our donation and our services. And we have the video archives and articles there that you can check this out in Hebrew and English languages. Thank you to listen to me. Thank you to everyone. Till next chapter. Thank you. Bye-bye. Stephen Mager, Center Study of Truth.